We see Yosef, the beginning of Yosef's life. And he lives a very difficult life. And yet he gets so much promotion in the Torah. He gets more parashas than Yitzchak, than Avraham. Both him and Yaakov get 7 parashas when they're involved with. Obviously there's something very unique, very special about Yosef. And there's many lessons we can learn from him. But I'd like to point out one thing we see in this week's parasha. In the Chumash of Naim Leterah B'Zalman Zrotskin, he writes that he heard from his friend, the Briskerov, who heard from his father, Rav Chaim Rabon Shel Kol Yisrael, who heard from an Ish Ne'amon the following story. Napoleon had conquered Western Europe, was now in Eastern Europe, in Lithuania, in Kovno. And they made a party for Napoleon. And at this party they invited all religious leaders, all the clergy was invited. And Napoleon was sitting there and he says, how come there's nobody representing the Jewish faith? And right away they realized he was upset about it. They went running to find a rabbi in some nearby village. They brought the rabbi in. And each one of those members of the clergy had given all these beautiful speeches, Napoleon, praising Napoleon, the greatness of Napoleon. And this Rav came in, he was terrified. He didn't know what to say. So when he came his turn, he got up and he said, I don't know how to speak in front of a king like this. I'm not experienced. All I know is Torah. So Napoleon said to him, it's annoying already, all this flattery, all this nonsense they're saying. I'd like to hear something real. Tell me something from the Torah. Tell me something about my victories, about my campaigns, about my life that I can learn from the Torah. So he said, okay, you know the Bible. And you have a story in there with Joseph. Yosef's in the Bible. And Yosef interprets the dream for Sarah Mashkim. And when he finishes interpreting the dream, he says, Kimzarch Artoni Yitcha Kash Yitavloch. Remember me. And he says the Loshan is very strange. Ki Imzarch Artoni. It should say, please remember me. Ki Im is a reason for something. Because. There's no because here. He's asking a request. So the Rav explained that what happened here is that there's 2 types of ministers, of government officials that go to jail. There's a low government official, and there's some chashash against him, he's suspected of a crime. First thing they do is they throw him in jail. And then they make investigations. If they find out he's innocent, they'll release him from jail. But if it's a high government official, they can't just throw him in jail. He might be innocent. Don't take that risk. So first they make investigations. And then, after they've made the investigations, that's when they put him in jail. The difference between the two is, when the low government official is in jail, he knows there's a good chance he'll get out. He knows if he's innocent, they'll find out, they'll release him. The higher up government official knows they've already checked out everything. There's almost no hope of him ever coming out again. So Yosef now interprets the dreams. And he tells the Sarah Mashkim, in 3 days, you're going to get out of here. And the Sarah Mashkim gives him this strange look. Excuse me, how can that be? I'm a high-up government official. They checked out everything already. There's no way I'm coming out. People like me don't get out of jail. And we certainly don't get our jobs back. So what are you talking about? So Yosef explains, you're right. This isn't Bederech HaTeva. This is the Rabbi Shalom arranged this. Ki Im Zecharatoni. The whole reason you're here is not because of your chet. It's because you should remember me to Pare. That's what you're doing over here. So this way, he explained to Sarah Mashkim that strange interpretation. And then he turned to Napoleon and he said, that you've gone to Western Europe, and there's an advanced place. It makes sense you're conquering Western Europe. It's a great place to rule over. But to come here to Eastern Europe, a forlorn, depressed place, there's nothing here for you. Why would you come here? Not only that, those victories you had, so easy, every victory. And then you came here. What was the purpose of your coming here? He says the purpose was because Nebonov Shol Yosef, Yosef Zeinikloch, they're here in the Boer, and your job is to come and take them out of the Boer. The Rebbein Shalom came, Rebbein Shalom sent you to protect us from all that anti-Semitism we're suffering from, to free us from all the Xerus Roys they make against us. They prevent us from doing mitzvahs. You have to help us. That's what you were sent here for. Napoleon was duly impressed and shook the Rav's hand afterwards. Yosef, we see over here, Yosef could see a big picture. He didn't just look at an individual event. Similarly, in next week's parasha, he interprets Paro's dreams. Then afterwards, he gives advice to Paro, appoints somebody over his tribe. He wasn't asked for advice. I get that in Shir as well. People like to give me advice. But you know, when you're not asked for advice, it's very annoying, just to remind you that. It's annoying to get advice when you didn't ask for it. So he's coming along. Paro doesn't need Yosef's advice. This guy took out of jail. Very nice, you know how to interpret dreams. But don't tell me how to run my country. And all the forest, many different pshatim in why he gave this advice. But one way is like this. The Noidib Yehuda. Two Eden came to Noidib Yehuda. Two rich, Eden, Asconim. They said, what happened is, they live near each other, next to each other. And a musician came in front of their house, between their houses, and played music. And each one said, he played the music in honor of me, for all I do for Klal Yisrael, for the money I give to Klal Yisrael. So each one said, it was for me. And they're arguing over it. They came to Yehuda, and they said, want a din Torah. They want him to paskin. Who did he come? Who did the musician come to play for, and whose honor? So they came with a din Torah. They had to pay. They paid out the money for the din Torah. And then he said, okay, I'll give you the psak. He said, he didn't come for you, and he didn't come for you. He came for me. That I should make this money. That's what the decision came for. It was a way of the Rebbeinu Shlom sending me money. He says, just like in the dream of Paro, the Paro said, look how choshev I am. That dream, the Rebbeinu Shlom sent a dream for me. And the Mitzrayim said, look how choshev we are. The Rebbeinu Shlom sends dreams about our country. It's important that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know how important we are. And all the money of the world is going to come into us now during this famine. And so Yosef tells them, no, it wasn't Fig Paro, it wasn't Mitzrayim. It was Paro should appoint somebody over Mitzrayim. It was for that person who Paro appoints that Rebbeinu Shlom arranged all of this. Again, we see Yosef sees the big picture. And then there's one more place we see it in Parashas Vayechi. After Yaakov dies, the brothers are terrified. Now, finally, Yosef is going to take his revenge. So Yosef says to them, don't worry. Atem chashavtem ro, you planned it for bad. Lekim chashav aletoiva, Hashem planned it for good. In order, to do like this day, l'achyos amrav, to save the people. What's these words, to do kayoim hazeh, like this day? So the pshat is, Yosef was telling his brothers that the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to make a nisoyin for me. And he set up the nisoyin. What was the nisoyin? To see how I would react to you. So the first 22 years, I wasn't near you. I couldn't get you back. I couldn't take revenge at all. Then the next 17 years, even if I wanted to take revenge, Yaakov was around. I certainly couldn't do it then. It's now 39 years later. And now Yaakov is out the picture. I now have the opportunity to take my revenge against you. And the Rebbeinu Shlom built up this design for 39 years for today, to see my reaction today. To make this day to see. He says, the Rebbeinu Shlom set up the Soyan for 39 years. I'm not going to blow it now. I'm going to make sure I pass this test. And nothing is going to happen to you. Again, we see Yosef seeing the big picture. So when we look in life, we see things happening. We see it's an instant. No instant is on its own. It's not in a vacuum. Usually it's part of a bigger picture. But again, you have to be able to see the bigger picture. In other words, can we see it? And that's why we have a lot of kashas in life. The Chofetz Chaim would always say that when the brothers of Yosef, they said, Ma'as Hashem Lono, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to us? Why are we suffering so much? He's treating us so badly, this ruler. They didn't understand a lot of questions. And then Yosef answered them with two words, Ani Yosef. When they heard those two words, all their questions were answered. Said the Chofetz Chaim similarly, we have many questions in our lives. So many questions what's happening in the world. And then Mashiach is going to come, and the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to say two words, Ani Hashem, and all our questions, Mr. Hashem, will be answered.